So this guy writes a blog that says, to the guy who stopped me last night in the Ross parking lot. So he was in the parking lot of Ross. The guy stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the guy who had the screaming three-year-old over my shoulder.
Okay.
I was not kidnapping her.
Oh. Okay.
That happens all the time. You're dragging a kid out of a store and they're screaming.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the last thing you want is somebody to intervene and say, are you stealing this kid or is this your kid?
Right, right. Especially if a kid is like crying bloody murder because you didn't buy the child a toy. Or it's weird. Like my friend has a kid that just always wants to be in the Halloween costume. Doesn't care what month it is, what year it is. Doesn't care any of that sort of thing. Always wants to be in a Halloween costume. She tried to explain to him, first day of school, you cannot wear a Halloween costume. Screaming bloody murder to the point where people were like, are you killing your child? Should we call the police or the authorities? What is going on in the back of that car?
Mm-hmm. So he says, I refused to buy her 4 shower loofahs. He says, I'm a jerk. I know. So she wanted 4 shower loofahs and he wouldn't buy them. And she started screaming. As I walked, carrying the screaming ball of anger to my car, which happened to be on the other side of the parking lot, you actually had the nerve to stand in front of me and ask me if that was my daughter, if she was okay. To which she prompted, no, I'm not okay. My patience was wearing thin. I unlocked my phone and showed you a family photo wallpaper and continued to my car. You did not know me or my child, yet you were prepared to put yourself in danger to keep my daughter safe. Thank you.
Wow. Thank you. Not screw you. Not how dare you judge me as a parent. Not how dare you tried to intervene in a family situation that was perfectly normal that a lot of kids and parents go through. I love the fact that it's a twist that the father was saying, thank you for offering to intervene on a situation that really could potentially have been a bad one.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have said this at all. I wouldn't have been this nice. Leave me alone, dude. She wanted 4 shower loofahs. Go back in there and you buy her this. My oldest, I remember when he was young, he broke down like that in Target because he wanted Band-Aids. And I wouldn't buy him Band-Aids. I'm like, no, we have 4 boxes of Band-Aids at home. If you ever get a cut on your finger, we're there.
We're good. Yeah, yeah. You're covered.
But no, stupid people had to put SpongeBob on Band-Aids.
Oh, right. So. And that's why they did it, so that kids would cry and scream and demand that you buy them Band-Aids that are just like the Band-Aids you have at home, except these have SpongeBob on them.
Yeah, but they don't know that the kid is going to be kicking, screaming at the top of their lungs because you won't buy them SpongeBob Band-Aids because you have 700 Band-Aids at home. The last thing you need is more Band-Aids.
So did somebody stop you and say, like, what kind of parent are you? Or how come you're not, what are you abusing this child? Like, how come you're not buying them whatever they want?
I think you get looks, and it happens now. When you go out to a store, kid is screaming. My thing is I just turn and walk away quickly because that's the last thing I want to hear is a kid screaming now at this point in my life. I've been there, done that. I don't want to hear it anymore.
My mother does the most embarrassing thing. I never want to be around her when there's a child screaming, because here's what she does. So we were in Home Goods and just, you know, doing our thing, shopping for probably throw pillows because we can't have enough of those. And there was a little girl in a stroller who was just screaming at the top of her lungs. And the grandma wasn't really doing very much, just kind of like rocking the stroller and pushing her around, not even like shh, not even taking her out, just letting her scream.
Mm-hmm.
My mother walks over. My mother goes, maybe she's going to become an opera singer one day. That's her thing now. When she hears kids like just screaming at the top of her lungs, she goes, you shouldn't stop them. Maybe they want to be an opera singer one day, and this is their creativity. That's what she says to people, to strangers.
Karen, turn around.
I know, Karen, turn around.
Go away.
Mind your own business. No one's an opera singer here. Nobody's asking your opinion.
Nobody wants you to talk to them. Go away. I don't. But yeah, if I was carrying my kid and somebody stopped me and said, "You're stealing that kid," I would put the kid down and we would have to fight. We just would.
You would open the car door, put the kid in the back seat, close the door, and then go, "Okay, now it's your turn."
Yeah. And now you're going to start crying.
And let's see who comes to your rescue.
Right. And no, I'm not going to kidnap you. I'm going to beat you with this bat. So leave me alone. It's not your place.
But here's the thing I don't understand about parents and parenting, especially really young kids. I hear friends all the time say, "Oh, you know, this is my first kid. I don't really know what to do. I get advice from my mom. I get advice from my sister. I'm not really sure what to do." But yet when a stranger wants to give you maybe legitimate advice, shut up. Who asked you?
Mm-hmm.
It's like some, you know, maybe that woman has 10 kids and you want to hear her advice. Do you know what I'm saying? So I don't get the not wanting to hear advice and asking for advice at the same time. Which is it?
Yeah, but there are people like you that give advice on raising a kid and you have no clue. If I want advice,
on raising kids.
We've done this show for 25 years. You have. You've given your opinion on how to raise kids. I don't question you on how to make dog food. You're brilliant at that. I don't question you on how to walk a dog.
No, I give my opinion as a human being on this earth.
But
I don't come across and. No, I don't come across and say like, "Well, if I was a mom or as a mom," I just say, "This is what I would do," just because that's what I think I would do if I was in that situation. I'm not telling people what to do. I'm just giving, you know, what I would do. That's different than actually telling somebody how to parent. I have never, ever walked up to somebody who actually has a physical child and said, "Hi, honey, let me help you out there." I would never
because you're not a douche, but.
Right.
If I want to know what kind of shoes go with a Vera Wang dress for weddings, I ask you. If I want parenting advice, you're not the person to ask.
Okay, but I'm not saying that people ask me for parenting advice because they don't. Why would they?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I have seen friends of mine say, "I don't know what to do. They won't sleep. Who do I talk to?" And they call their mom and they call their sister and they call their grandma and who can help me and what advice do you have? But if a stranger gives them advice, they're like, you know, shut the hell up. So I guess my question is either you want advice or you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, which is it? Do you want help? Nobody expects you to be able to be a super parent. Not, if it's your first kid, how you know what to do? You can buy all the books in the world, but your kid is your kid and kids are unique. And, you know, that page in the book about your kid doesn't exist.
Yeah. Dr. Spock doesn't know kids and Band-Aids and SpongeBob. But I will ask, right. I will ask my parents or my friends. And I've even asked you on occasion.
You have.
Because you have a PhD. So that's why I ask you. But I'm not going to ask a stranger or want a response from a stranger on how to raise my kids.
But what if they're giving you legit advice? Like, what if you're in a diner and you're a new parent and the kid is doing something wacky?
No, don't talk to me.
Okay.
Never, ever, ever talk to me if you don't know me. Stop.
All right.
Look that way. Don't even look at me. Pay me no attention.
But like my boyfriend's mother raised 6 children.
Mm-hmm.
She knows a lot about kids. She knows a lot about parenting, you know, and she has been in a situation where she's watching a brand new parent with their one kid doing something wrong. Like, and we've said to her, go tell them. No, it's none of my business. I'm like, you're the expert. You've successfully raised 6 children. That woman is about to kill that baby. Go help.
No, you're supposed to turn the baby over when you smack it. No, I don't, you know, let them learn the hard way. Let them learn.
Right.
It's not my place. So what would you have done at Target? Would you have bought the SpongeBob Band-Aids or would you carried the screaming kid out of the store?
I do a cost-benefit analysis and I think, okay, the screaming kid is really annoying right now. The Band-Aids are $4. So I don't know. Like I would, in that moment, have bought the kid the Band-Aids just to shut them up. But then I would say to them, since I bought you the Band-Aids, you can't ask for anything else for 1 month. Because otherwise, the kid thinks that all they have to do is throw a tantrum and you'll buy them anything they want. And then what you're doing is you're teaching them to tantrum. Mm-hmm. So you're better off in the moment, shutting them up, buying them what they want, and saying, this is going to cost you. This $4, you have 1 month of not asking me. Yeah. And what's great is kids don't know time. So like 3 months later, you could be like, that month isn't up yet.
Yeah. See, this is why you don't ask Cooper for parenting advice. Because,
why? I think that was really good advice.
No, that's horrible advice, because you can tell that kid, okay, you're not going to get nothing for another month. And then when you're in the exit lane to pay for said Band-Aids, they'll see something else and they'll scream for an hour because they want that too. So they'll forget. They don't know, like you said, they don't know time. So a month to them is 35 seconds.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So I look back when I was at Kmart one time when I was a kid, I wanted a guy that you throw out the window and his parachute comes up, a little plastic guy.
Yeah.
And my mom wouldn't buy it for me. So I remember I caused the scene at Kmart. And if I turn my head like this a certain way, I can still feel how hard I got hit.
Oh, no.
So I never did that ever again.
I thought you were going to say you stole it and that so begun your life of crime.
No, she hit me so hard. I can still feel it right there. And it wasn't worth it. So I never asked for anything again. That's how my mom parents. So if you want to ask her parenting advice, that's what she's going to say. Smack them. I'm going to hit you and you're going to wake up on Wednesday. That's what she would say.
You're right. Your mom trained you to know that if you ask for something, there's going to be consequences immediately. I did the opposite as an only child. I trained my mom mm-hmm. as to what is okay and not okay. So if there's something I wanted and she said no, I was like, bitch, I'm taking it anyway. I can't tell you how often she had to, like, we'd be in the car and I would have what I wanted. And she'd be like, did you steal that? I did, bitch. You had a choice to buy it for me or that, you know, the consequences.
Yeah, you're going down.
I can't tell you how often she'd have to walk me back into a store and have me say, here's the piece of candy I stole, or here's the doll I stole. No. All the time. And it's like, when is she going to learn? She's going to have to humiliate herself, take up her time. You know, because she's left the store. Now she has to go back into the store. Maybe we've started to drive away. She's got to find another parking spot. So after a while, she learned. And she was like, what do you want? Great. I'll buy it for you.
Yeah. And you didn't learn because you probably kept doing it.
No. Once I got what I wanted, once I trained her, once she was well trained.
No, as a kid, not to ask for really expensive things. You ask for just little things that parents will buy.
Right. David Seely says, wait, this is funny. He said, I would have bought them the Band-Aids and then said, now we're going to give you a reason to need them.
He was crazy about Band-Aids. Oh my God. He would have 75 Band-Aids on at one time. My finger hurts. I need a band. No, it does not. Okay, I need a band. Oh my God. Put a Band-Aid on. I can't no more.
And now, is this Brandon?
Brandon. Yeah.
Brandon, and now he's in the medical field. Now he works in a medical field.
See, I guess it paid off.
I know. Brandon always wanted to be in the medical field. That was I got to say, it's almost like he was telling you early on that this was the career path he has chosen. Even at 4 years old, he was like, something about these Band-Aids. I seem to relate to them.
No,
and now there he is working at a hospital.
Yeah, I should have known. He wanted to be a dirt eater. From way when he was young. I think he's going to grow up and eat dirt. No, kids aren't like that.